Hey, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dana. We are competitors turned besties turned co-founders, and together we've taught thousands how to handcraft the perfect cozy knit with our chunky blanket kits.
So join us as we grow our side hustle.
All while balancing marriage, motherhood, friendship, full-time careers, and the inevitable mess that comes when those areas of your life get tangled up.
So snuggle in, pour yourself a glass of wine,
or maybe not if you're driving,
and find comfort in knowing you're not the only one hiding from a toddler right now. This is Tangled Up with Craft Happy. Oh my goodness. Welcome to Tangled Up with Craft Happy. This is episode number 8. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Dana.
Tonight we're going to talk to you, or today, whenever you're listening to this,
we're already off the rails. It's not going well.
Oh no. And we're still not drinking. And we don't know.
We were literally 2 seconds ago like, what episode is this? What are we talking about? Who is supposed to be introducing it? How does this work? I couldn't figure out my speakers. I'm sitting on a pillow.
This is number 8, guys. So still not professionals. Maybe number 608 we can look forward to. But tonight we're going to talk to you about how we became a chunky blanket workshop company on accident.
Oopsie.
Just roll with the punches. God's plans are better than ours. So here we are.
Oh, that'd be a good t-shirt. I feel like you should crochet that on a pillow.
Who has time for that? I don't even know how to crochet, remember?
Someone does.
Another accident. Oh, but first, I've been meaning to ask you this before we hopped on our mics.
Oh.
Did you see that we are officially registered trademark?
I did.
Official. We can use that little R symbol.
Wait, I think that means registered. I thought it's just the TM is trademark.
I don't know. The email was like the little R with the circle around it. And I was like, oh, damn.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Pretty cool.
Now, how do you do that on your keyboard? I don't even know how to do a TM. I have to like put it in Google and then I copy it and then I add it to all of our text.
I feel like that's good. I don't know what the keystrokes are for PCs. You know, I'm on the Mac, so things are easier.
That's true. You are fancy.
But I don't know the keystroke. I read the email, like the official email. Like I screenshotted you the one this morning, but then we got like the official one like from the trademark office.
But are you sure that's the official one? Because what had happened is that we submitted for a trademark 2 years ago.
Before we accidentally became a chunky blanket workshop company?
Yeah. We submitted to trademark Craft Happy 2 years ago when we were doing virtual workshops. And we thought that we were going to go back and do in-person at one point again. But we were like offering all kinds of stuff, right? And so we trademarked Craft Happy to be able to do craft workshops in general. And during that time, we've totally cut that portion out. We only do one type of craft workshop now.
And we're not trademarked for our yarn yet, but we're trademarked for the first thing 18 months later. Literally could have made 2 children at this point.
Yeah. That's our government. It took us this long that we've literally pivoted and changed our business model like 17 times since we submitted. But you couldn't pull it out because they were like, hey, if you make any edits now, you would literally go back to the starting line. And we were like, well, let's not do that. We've already paid. We've already started. Let's just see if we can do this. And then last summer? So maybe a year later when we were expecting the trademark, I get a letter in the mail that says, congratulations. You got the trademark. And so we were so excited. I think that was the day, if you guys are avid Instagram followers, I posted like a teaser on our Instagram page that was like, big news coming from Craft Happy. Because I was like, oh, this is exciting. Everyone's going to be so excited for us and impressed.
Not going to give a shit.
No one gave a shit. But I remember sending that snapshot to our legal team. That sounds fancy. They're, you know, these people that submitted the trademark for us. And I was like, hey, it's asking us for final payment of something. And I just want to make sure like XYZ. And they were like, do not pay that. That is a scam. And I mean, this letter looked legit. I probably have it here somewhere and we should frame it as like our fake.
That's a joke.
And I was like, thank God we would have literally, I mean, I was about to pay it.
That happens a lot. I feel like we get a lot of random mail and we have to send it to someone that's smarter than us and be like, is this legit? And sometimes he's like, yes, this is from .gov. Like you owe them money. I was like, okay, cool. Just making sure. Do we also have to pay you for that advice or whatever? Probably. But no.
Yeah. Then there's an automatic charge to our credit card.
So yeah, as of today, the first trademark that we submitted for our craft workshops is officially approved. But now we are still in the middle. We had to, when did we submit for yarn? A couple months ago.
And that's probably going to take another couple of years. Hopefully by then we're still doing yarn. Wouldn't that be funny?
Never even thought about that. So let's talk about how we even decided we needed a new trademark and how this happened. All right. So we talked about this a little bit in our very first episode. So if you listen to that, sorry, there will be some repeats here, but we'll try to not be too abbreviate is the word I'm looking for. And what happened was it was February of 2020, the last good month. And we had an in-person, because that you didn't even have to classify things as in-person back then. You just used to say an event. And like that just.
Yeah. I never thought about that. You're right.
Yeah. Like our children will never know.
Every time a meeting comes across, I'm like, is this in-person or is this virtual? And yeah, you never had to ask that before.
Nope. Now it's like you have to specify in-person because everything is just defaulted to virtual, especially for meetings. But anyways, this was an in-person chunky blanket workshop. And I had just always wanted to do it. Because, you know, you see them other like craft workshops do them and I just never made it to one. So I was like, well, I can at least make it to my own companies. So I learned how to do chunky blankets at an in-person workshop. And then obviously Dana's like, I need to learn how to do this. And I'm like, well, you live in Atlanta. So why don't I just come there? We'll piggyback it off that other job I used to have when I worked for Dana. And we were going to do it, I think, God, like around St. Patty's Day, right? It was like March 13th, 14th, 15th, somewhere.
Yeah, and literally it might have been that week. And we were like, oh, it'll be perfect. Like we're having other events or something going on. Two birds, one stone. Come on down.
We had invited, I don't know how many people, like 20 friends in Atlanta.
That sounds about right. It was a pretty decent class.
Yeah, and it was all like industry friends.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so Dana went and got, I mean, we were still shopping at Hobby Lobby then. So Dana went and got, we had like a color chart, you know, and we sent it to our friends. We're like, okay, like what colors do you want? And they told us. So we went, Dana went and got it all and then just kept it in her old house in the bonus room. I mean, she lived there. It wasn't like her old house that she's still.
I literally used like her old decrepit houses where I store my yarn.
The house she used to live in, she had it in her bonus room. This is before she upgraded to like a whole headquarters of her Craft Happy headquarters in her bonus
room. Yeah, if only.
It was just the bonus room. So she had, I don't know, what, 6 balls of yarn times like 20 people? I can't do that math. Dana can't either. But a lot of yarn.
You ass. But you're right. I can't. Hold on. I can do math. 6 times 20, 120.
I know that because $5 $20 bills make $100. I remember that from a child when someone will give you $20.
Of course, you remember how to count money.
That's the only thing I know how to count.
That's Kristen.
And yarn. So anyways, she had all this yarn and we were going to pack it and mail it because we were going to do it in person. And then obviously like that just didn't happen. But like she had the bags and everything. Like we were getting cute and it was just going to be like, I wasn't trying.
It was the week of the world shut down and we were like, okay, well, we'll just hold on to it because yeah, we'll be back in 2 weeks. So we'll reschedule it in early April and it'll be fine. You'll come down again. It was great. And then I didn't see you for a year.
Oh my God. How long was it? We should go back and
look. Right?
But I mean, we weren't trying to like debut as like a chunky blanket thing. It was just kind of like, this is a really fun workshop. Like Kristen knows how to do it. Like we can show them what Craft Happy is. Cause like our friends were all in the industry and we were multifamily only back then. So we wanted everyone to experience like what we were building. So after, I don't know how many weeks, we realized that the 2 weeks to flatten the curve was,
I think it was a solid month. And then we were like, okay, well, we don't need to have all of this yarn in my bonus room. We should do something with it. And so that's when we were like, well, can we do this over Zoom? We're doing all of our meetings on Zoom and Microsoft Teams and all that stuff now. So like, there has to be a way. We'll figure it out. Like most things, we say yes to something and then we just try and figure it out. And so I remember then I started looking at shipping because I live in the middle of nowhere, whereas everyone else is closer to civilization. And so most everyone was in or around Atlanta. And so I was like, okay, trying to map out how long it would take me to drive to all of our friends' houses to drop off the yarn. And I think I even remember screenshotting it and sending it to you. And it was like an 8-hour round trip. Like for me to go to like, even I think it was like 16 different houses.
It was insane.
And I'm like, okay, there has to be a better way. And that better way was asking some of them to come pick up their yarn or meet them halfway. And eventually everyone got their yarn and we settled on a virtual date.
Yes, it was in April. That's all I remember. But yeah, like everything was starting to be online, like past just like business meetings. We were doing happy hours. Like bunch of us got together and put our wedding dresses on a Friday afternoon.
We did. And that, I tried to get onto that damn wedding dress and I was just like, you know what? Like, obviously I've had two kids, but I'm like, I haven't gained that much weight. And yes, that is, if you have your wedding dress, just burn it or make it into a baby dress or just donate it. There's no reason. I still have that damn, I'm never going to. My kids are never going to wear that dress. This is probably a sidebar for another day. But anyway, we did try and put them on and we did have a couple of drinks. And that was our world.
That was our world on Fridays. That was a fun group. All those people were probably supposed to be part of the Chunky Blanket Workshop too.
Yes, I would assume so.
So once we got everyone the yarn, I'm like, okay, how do I set this up? Like, I haven't taught this virtually. No one's taught this virtually yet. So if you're looking at me right now on YouTube, which you're probably not, you're probably listening to me. You can see my face, but you cannot see my hand. So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to get like another camera and I'm going to have to figure out how to like hang it over my hand.
Yes. Well, it's like a cooking show. We were like, okay, like Giada, you know, has all of her stuff and we're seeing her mixing her pasta or whatever. Like there's got to be an easy way. And then you just trade cameras or flip it around. Like we can figure that out. Again, figure it out.
I mean, Amazon has everything. But this was also 3 years ago, just about, which sounds like not that long, but like it's a long time in the virtual world. We've come a long way as a country or a world in virtual. And they didn't have those like, the things that you would put on the side of your desk and that had like the neck or whatever, the arm to go over.
The claw.
Feel like that was a thing or like I couldn't figure it out at the time. So I think what I did was I just got like another HD camera and one of those like tripods that like have the legs that you can bend, like the bendy tripod. And just I formed it around it was still a gold, like a 1999 gold chandelier in my dining room. And I just hung upside down. Or was it my phone that I hung upside down? I think I hung my phone upside down with a holder. I think that's what it was.
You did, because I remember doing like a test with you and you're like, I can't actually see or hear you. And so I was like, I don't know how to communicate which direction to turn things around.
I was like, I guess I'm going to have to order more webcams. But like, I thought in my head, like webcams were like $100, $150. Those things are like $30 now. But anyways, so that's what we did. It was just like literally hanging. And then we'd have to get the right angle of my hands because then they have my face, whatever. So we had like 25 people on, 20, 25 people. We're all just like trying to learn how to do it. I'm trying to figure out like the right things to say to like convey how to make a blanket over Zoom, which is different than like in person. And I don't know any yarn terminology or sewing terminology. So that was fun.
No, but that's kind of like part of your charm.
Oh, well, thank you. I think it's also part of how we teach, because you don't have to know any of those terms to be able to understand how to turn this chunky yarn into a blanket. It's not rocket science.
I think we even didn't we call like a skein of yarn a skein of yarn? Or
we did say skein.
Like we're like, it's a ball of yarn, and then you like learn something. You're like, no, it's a skein of yarn. And we thought it was also just like the ball itself was a skein. But then it was skein, and then we were like, okay, how do we remember the skein, skank, skeins? And that's how I still remember it to this day. It's a skank of yarn.
Someone was like in one of my workshops, they were like, two skeins. And it was like some rapper. They were like, you could be a rapper, like two skeins. I was like, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh my God. You have to get a shirt that says that.
Someone said skeins like veins. And I was like, oh, yeah, thanks.
I don't like that as much. I like skanks like.
That's actually just the shape that it's rolled in. It doesn't even mean ball.
Like, correct. We've only recently learned that, I feel like. Maybe in the last like year and a half.
Yeah, well, we were trying to figure out different ways to roll it, like to make our yarn different. But like, really, that's the best way. If you think of another way, please let us know.
Yeah, we're open to ideas. We've only got a little bit longer before we actually figure out our manufacturing situation and get a sample of our new stuff.
We're getting close. Now that the new year is over, we'll figure it out. Yeah, so everyone like learned how to do it. But the problem was we had never taught this before. And everyone had six skeins of yarn. And it took us like 4 hours. Because we sat on here together and we just did it.
Well, especially like with any class, I think. And this is even true today. Like you're going only as fast as your slowest student in a way. And so you want to make sure that everyone's following the same. So to start your blanket, you have to make a slip knot. And if you can't get that slip knot, you cannot go forward with the blanket. Like, if you can't get that first knot, and Kristen's amazing at teaching this, like, today. I'm sure back then we were like, wait, what? It probably took me 7 tries to get it. But you have to make sure that everybody gets to that part. And then, you know, Kristen's done amazing ways, and we have other teachers now, but like, how to speed through that process and make sure everyone's kind of moving at their own pace, but that we don't leave anyone behind. But yeah, I think that first, like, slip knot slowed, that probably took 30 minutes. And that was probably after 30 minutes of us just like drinking and showing off our colors and talking about skeins and skanks of yarn or skeins at the time.
But like, once you get through the first couple rows, like, it's the same thing over and over and over again, which is where like the therapeutic part of it comes in. But that's also, I think, where, because most of these people knew each other and they all knew us, but it was nice to just, all right, we're all doing the same thing. And we just went back and forth, and we were able to like chat and hang out. I think that's why me and Dana still really love this, because you can just grab some girlfriends. And as soon as you get going, then you're just like hanging out, making a blanket, and you're not watching a tutorial video for 4 hours. Like, it's just something cool to do instead of just sitting there and drinking and wasting away. You can like be making something. I don't know.
So if someone asks you what you did last night, you don't have to say, I drank 3 bottles of wine. You can say, I made a chunky blanket. And that sounds way better.
But everyone's blanket looked so good. And like, my first one from my in-person workshop was horrible. Like, I wish I had a photo of it, but I just remember coming home and showing it to Freddie. And he was like, I like held it up. And that's, I think, when I realized it was not a blanket, because I could.
And then you just like stepped through the blanket.
Yeah, probably. Like, oh, you don't, it's supposed to look like this. And I mean, to be fair, it is supposed to be a little holy, but everyone's looks so good. And I was like, I wonder if it's because like you can just see it so easy. You know, like when a teacher is teaching you in a class and you're 20 feet away from them, like, yeah, you don't know what you're doing.
I think it was because you're the teacher. You just have such a talent for it. And I would say this to Kristen all the time so that I didn't have to teach it. I was just like, but Kristen, you're so good at teaching. You don't want me to do it. I'll have the stash of yarn. I will mail it out, and then you teach, because you're just so damn good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
So damn good.
I just like to listen to myself talk, I guess. I just like to be on a mic. I always envision myself as like a workout instructor or something, and I have no desire to do that. So this is like my next closest thing. But no, like, now we have a process. Our workshops are 75 to 90 minutes. We have step-by-step, and like, we kind of know how long everything takes. And of course, it depends on the engagement of the attendees. But that's about how long I would say a workshop takes. But no one finishes a blanket in the workshop, but they've got the tools. And if they want to hang out with their friends or coworkers afterwards, I can hop off and they can, you know, talk shit about me or whatever they want to do and be like, that.
Do you think they do that?
No, they're probably like, her jokes were like so weird, right? Like, she had a joke about a square knot.
No, she is so cool. I think we're best friends now.
Just like, follow us on Instagram. Now I could say TikTok. But I had one girl take like a couple classes, and she was like, you're like a tour guide, because like, you say the same jokes at every point. And I was like, I know.
That is such an interesting way of thinking about it. But I'm sure like even fitness instructors probably feel that way too. Like, I mean, obviously like the Peloton people kind of put on a show, but I mean, there are different tricks and different methods. And if something gets a laugh one time, or someone gets the slip knot a little faster this other time, like, you're going to continue to do that. Like, that's just common sense. But yeah, I mean, how many classes do you think that you've taught over the last 3 years?
Over 100, I would say. And most of them in the first year and a half. Yeah.
And then, because we didn't get another teacher, because now we have 2 other girls that help tag in for us, really, when you're not available, or obviously when you're just a little busy. And so that would be the goal, is to continue to kind of build out almost our like teacher talent, if you will. But yeah, I mean, they just even started. I mean, when did you have them start? Like, maybe like late summer, fall, this past fall?
I think we onboarded them in July, because I mean, you have to like get the craft happy way. Like, this is not your grandma's knitting. So we needed to like make sure that they were on brand, if you will. So they had to watch our video and learn the loop, loop, drink, all that fun stuff. So I think.
Yeah. What are some of your like favorite? You always say like, no loop left behind. Like, and if you skip a loop, you're like, nope, you got to go back for it. You can't.
No loop left behind. I don't know where that came from. I was in high school when that was like, No Child Left Behind was like a campaign.
Well, look, it worked out for you. Look at how successful you are.
Look, so successful, right? Like the braid humps.
Oh, yeah, the braid.
Coupon code in our Etsy shop for a while.
It really was.
Someone even said one time, one lady, she booked us over and over again, like for her different teams. And she was like, I think you could do like a dirty chunky blanket workshop.
And here we are. We're like, oh, we need to make this more PG so that children can do it. And she's just like, no, no, lean in. Lean into this fuckery that I see you want to. And that was derived from braid humps. And she was just like, oh.
I think that's probably where it started. But I mean, there were a couple other things I don't remember offhand. But yeah, I was like, that could be perceived differently.
You had something for like the square knot. What did you say whenever you were like tying two ends of skeins together? It was like, there's different knots. There's like the square knot. There's like a friendship knot.
That is the friendship knot.
Oh, it's the same thing? Oh, I had no idea.
I think not.
I did friendship bracelets the other day. Somebody sent my daughter like a little mini bead kit. And so we did them for like Valentine's Day and super cute. And I actually made her make me one. She didn't want to. And I was just like, no, no, no. Make one that says mommy. It's like, I'll show it off to everybody, right? So after I made my daughter make me one, since I make her love me, I was trying to figure out how to tie like the two ends together. And I had to watch a video and it was like doing the square knot. And I was like, oh, I know how to do this. See, this is life skills. Okay. You think you're making a chunky blanket. All of a sudden you can tie two pieces of anything together. It's crazy.
Anything. I learned a square knot when I was little. I was like an avid friendship bracelet maker. Yeah, but not like long enough to, I think I did brownies. Did I do Girl Scouts? I don't remember how far I got into that.
I did brownies too.
I think that's where you start, right? You have to start there.
Oh, is that, and then that's all I did. So I started.
I don't think I got to Girl Scouts either. If I did, it was only like 1 year. But no, I think my mom just taught me how to do a square knot. Probably when she was teaching me how to double knot my shoes so they would stop coming undone. Kids today don't even have to learn how to tie their shoes. Just Velcro forever. I tell people that in the workshops. I'm like, hey, if you never make another blanket, you can remember how to do a square knot and you could literally probably go sail away on a sailboat because that's a very important knot in sailing.
You could sail away on a sailboat. Someone's going to try that. Someone's going to be like, well, I've got all the life skills I need to go sail around the world. Now that I know how to do this square knot, I'm going to go.
As long as they don't bring Joey from Friends. Remember when Rachel tried to teach Joey how to sail? Oh, that's a funny episode.
Oh, Friends.
You don't know Friends as well as me, but you should.
I don't.
You should.
I don't watch TV as much as you.
I have to fall asleep to Friends. But anyways, I digress about Friends. But so after we did that workshop, we were like, I got an idea. Let's just put this on Eventbrite just as a public workshop. And so that was literally our first workshop. Again, we were not like at this point, we're like, we're never going to see people again. So let's just put stuff on Eventbrite. Because I mean, Eventbrite was like the place to be. There was like so much cool virtual stuff going on. And we were all just like, for anything to do. We were tired of Zoom happy hours by that point. It didn't take long to get tired of that. So we put our workshops on Eventbrite, maybe like one a month for like a couple months. And like we promoted the hell out of them on our own Instagrams, our Craft Happy Instagram, and probably did some e-blasts. I don't even know who we e-blasted.
I don't even know if we had any emails to e-blast, but I do remember like us having a conversation about promoting it because we're both in marketing, but I don't like to necessarily spend money on marketing dollars, which is why I'm like the best and the worst marketer. I'm very cost conscious. And so I'm like, if I know that it's not going to get me X results, then I don't want to do it. And so we were talking about doing like Instagram and Facebook ads, which we ended up. And Kristen was like, hey, I'm just going to do this because you will not pull this trigger. And I was like, I don't want to spend $10 promoting this class that could make us hundreds. Like the logic, the things I say to you, I don't know why. You want to be in business with me, Kristen. I repeat these things publicly.
You know how like people, when they date boys that they shouldn't be dating because they want to change them? Maybe I'm trying to just change.
Are you trying to fix me this whole time?
No idea.
You are fixing parts of me. I mean, I get my hair professionally done now. I got it today because you ragged on me so poorly in a prior episode. So I'm like, well, I guess I'm washing my hair every time I talk to you.
Did you get your ice maker working in your refrigerator yet?
No, I didn't do that. Don't patronize me. You can't change me.
Okay, so yeah, we promoted it. The first couple sold out, even though it was like May and June and July. Like there was no blanket season. It was just like, please teach me something to do season all the time. And so when we put them on Eventbrite, I guess the, you know, event planners in the corporate world were looking for virtual events. And so they would just search things and like Eventbrite comes up. And so they would find our workshops on Eventbrite. And then they would find our website because like obviously it says Craft Happy Workshop or whatever. And then they would reach out to us from our website and be like, do you do private workshops? And I think I remember asking Dana, like, Do we do private workshops? Would we do private workshops? Sure. What do we charge? I don't know. Let's figure that out. So then we started doing private workshops. And I mean, I would say it was pretty organic the way that people found us. Because again, Dana doesn't spend any money on marketing. So it's not like we have Google AdWords like directing people to us.
Hey, but I know how to type a paragraph with some organic keywords sporadically placed in there. Okay. I learned something.
No, you don't. I knew how to put it on Eventbrite, and Eventbrite got people to our website. But no, our old website was great. It did have some really great, we got a lot of stuff from that. And I mean, this was before, like there's so many virtual companies now that like spawned because of COVID.
Yes.
That do workshops and games and team building stuff that didn't exist in 2020 and really early 2021 even. And that's when people would just reach out. I mean, we had people from all over. And we were just like booking these workshops like crazy.
Yeah. We got a couple of international requests too. And we were like trying to figure out shipping. And I was just like, this is the one time I think we have to say no. it was like in 2 weeks and they wanted all this custom stuff. And it was like, I want to say it was like Australia or.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It sounds good, but it wasn't good.
No. And sometimes like we would even have like some of these big companies, they would send us their address list. And we're like, that one's in Brazil. We can tell them what to get. But we can't ship to them.
We had to sign. I don't think we can say the name or anything because we had to sign like an NDA for a couple of them.
We did. That was so cool.
That was so cool. I was just like, oh, like this is like super secretive. Like we're not supposed to know, but we do. But
yeah, I don't remember what we know, but we did that day.
Yeah. I know. I don't remember what we know or what we're not supposed to know. But I mean, a lot of the tech companies, I feel like that's what, I mean, they're obviously ahead of the curve in most things anyway. So they were definitely jumping on the, hey, we have a lot of remote team like employees, and maybe they were remote before, but they're definitely not coming back at all now. So we have to keep them engaged. And that's really where, I mean, we just rode that wave for, I mean, the last 2 years, really.
Yep. Yeah. And that's when I think when we were just like, all right, so this is a thing. People like this. People are looking for it, at least in a team building aspect. And that's when we were like, all right, we're so tired. Because Hobby Lobby ran out of yarn.
Yeah.
There was no yarn. So we were like, I was like, and I was kind of sick, not sick of their colors, but you know, like even if someone has 20 different colors, after you see those 20 different colors for 70 workshops, you're like, oh my God, I just want a neon pink strand of yarn. Like that's all I want.
I think we ventured into Walmart as well because we were like, okay, if we can get some of these like shipped to us, but then we were like going to a bunch of Walmarts and like their yarn section was not impressive. So maybe one day they'll have like a Craft Happy stand for us and we can help them. But yeah, I think to your point, we just got tired of staring at the same colors too. And also, I mean, just like the back and forth, I mean, we're essentially reselling, but we weren't technically reselling because we weren't just providing people with yarn. We were showing them how to make something. And we had like the little accessory kits at the time. So it all like packaged together nicely, but it was definitely like the back and forth. And that's when Kristen was like, hey, I think we should make our own yarn. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. Say more words.
I tried really hard. I reached out to so many companies that we were ordering from being like, can we be a wholesaler? And they were like, no. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They were like, I'm sorry, who are you and what store are you putting in? And we're like, no, like we're doing these works. And they were, I don't even think we got to that conversation. They just said no, or they just never replied to us.
A lot of them never replied. I mean, I feel like at some point I thought we should reach out to like farms that had like sheep.
Yes, I remember that. Well, we listened to How I Built This about somebody using sheep, like cotton, I don't know. What is wool? Wool.
Thank you. It's wool.
I was like, what? What are sheep made of? Sheep are made of wool. And they were using wool for like part of like their fabric or something like that. And she literally like went to Ireland and they have like a farm that they were using this particular sheep to do this. And we were like, okay, well, maybe we can start there. But that also...
And also our yarn is polyester. So I don't know why I thought I needed a sheep or a sheep.
Well, until just now, I was like, why didn't we go find a sheep farm? That sounds like a great idea.
Polyester. I mean, we use the chenille style yarn.
We should pause this recording and go find a sheep farm. I was like, if we take a trip to Ireland, is that a write-off? Can we put that on the business is the question.
There's a lot of things. That'll be next week's episode, actually. What can you write off? So if you're interested in that.
Yeah. We're going to do some Googling before that. So we have something to tell you.
But we should probably schedule a call with our accountant before that, too. Just asking some questions as we put this.
So obviously, we got into the virtual world pretty like in depth. We even tried like different platforms because we were like, okay, Zoom, everybody uses Zoom. Like what other cool things?
The Kleenex of virtual. Yeah.
Yeah. And we tried, I know we tried one for like our bigger classes and that failed miserably. Like people couldn't even get into it. It was a whole panic, but it was so pretty because instead of this like black border, which is Zoom and like every other workshop, like Teams is the same thing. Like it was white. And we were like, oh my God, that's so craft happy. It's so refreshing. We could put our logo at the top and everything looks pretty and clean. And no, it didn't even fucking work. And so we went right back to Zoom. And that's essentially what we use for a lot. But all of the teams that we do workshops for, those companies, sometimes we do have to use their platform. So that's also, I mean, you've probably taught on every virtual platform there is.
Yes. And some of them were like backwards.
BlueJeans and Google Meetup and whatever else.
Yep. Some of them were backwards. Like, so it'd be mirrored. So they were seeing me backwards.
How confusing was that with like your hands?
I would just have to ask. I'd be like, what side of the screen do you see my hands on? And they'd be like, the right side. I'm like, cool. I'm on the left side.
Which hand is moving?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like again, you're like a fitness instructor because like when I do Pure Bar, like the teacher's standing in front of the class and she's doing everything. So she's saying like right leg, but she's moving her left leg. And like, how do you ever come back from that? Do you ever know correct? Like, I don't.
What's the word? Directional, but that's not the word. I know what you're trying to say. I mean, we're trying to teach our toddler left and right. It's fun.
How's that going?
I don't know. It seems like he gets it, but I mean, he's 50% chance of being right every time. So I don't know. Maybe they'll teach him at school. But yeah, Dana taught an in-person workshop because when we did go back to in-person, when all those restrictions were lifted, you know, on and off for the next couple of years, Dana taught one workshop for me.
I did one. And yeah.
One and only she's ever taught.
Actually, it went really well. So what happened was, is we got this request and it was for like a friend. It was for one of her apartment communities, but it was I don't even know if I could say it was a 55 plus community because everyone was like 80. But it was definitely an older community and it was in Atlanta. I want to say we said yes. And I thought that you were going to come down for it and something happened with your schedule. And we were like, oh, it's fine. I'll figure it out. Cause I had to take like a half day from work. Like again, talk about when things collide. It was like probably a Friday afternoon. So I was just like, hey, like I got to go at lunch. And everyone was like, okay, bye. And I like went and taught this class, which I probably shouldn't be admitting, but I took PTO, go back and check the records. Okay. And
talk about hiding behind our brand.
Yeah.
Another way. Can't even like promote what we're doing.
I know. So I secretly went there and I had just bags of yarn because also like we weren't doing in person at all. So I was like, oh, I have boxes for all of our shipments, but I can't bring a bunch of boxes. Like that presentation isn't nice. So I went and got like bags and I put stickers on them with ribbons and I had everyone's colors and I went into their club room and set everything up. But it was probably like a class of like 14 or 15, which is pretty big for an in-person, right? And they all start getting there. And when I say getting there, I mean like rolling in there because they are all very old, like very old. And I say that with the most respect, but I didn't expect that necessarily. And so everyone's slowly coming in and everyone is just chit-chatting away, like social butterflies, this whole group. I mean, and they were so amazing. Everyone knew everyone. Everyone was like talking shit about the other people across the room. It was just like desperate housewives for, you know, 55 plus.
Experienced people, right.
Experienced people. I love that. Yeah. And so we get started and literally the first thing I said, I think, was I wearing a mask at the time? I might have had to wear a mask.
Probably.
I bet you, I think none of them were, but I, out of respect, and like all the, you know, leasing people were still doing that. And so I was wearing a mask. And the first thing I said was like, okay, like take your first like skein or ball of yarn. And I was kind of doing that. And literally one of the old women like was sitting right next to me, was like, can you speak up? And I was like, oh no. I was like, you're right here. I'm like literally as close as I am to this microphone is how I feel as close as I was to this woman's ear. And I'm like, if you can't hear me now, I was like, I'm going to have to scream this whole workshop. So I pretty much screamed at them for an hour and a half. And to your point, Kristen, like teaching virtual, I feel like is easier, even though I've never taught virtually. I imagine it is because you're instructing and like people get a close up of your hand so they can literally follow your hand motions. They move the yarn in that direction. I'm trying to like hold it up. I'm putting it down at a table. I'm going to different sections of them, like in between like three or four of them. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it again for you guys. And then I would be like, okay, great. You got it. I'd move down to the next one. So I had to make essentially like five blankets because I was moving around the room the whole time. And then they couldn't figure out a couple of things, or one person couldn't. And then one of them was like really great at crocheting. Like she did this all the time. And so she was just like on it. And she was making fun of the other women for not getting it. Like it was a whole experience.
I feel like, were they all pink? Were all the skeins pink at that workshop?
No, I think there were definitely a lot of rose the day away. And there were a lot of, I think, salt life, maybe some silver lining. There were definitely like a good mixture, which I appreciated. I remember, I think whenever they were coming in, they were just grabbing their colors, because this was also a workshop that the leasing team just had them sign up. And then they sent us a list because they knew that their clientele could not figure out the Google form to order from. So we were like, okay, you just tell us what you need. So I brought all the ones that they had said, but I guess a few of the women just took whatever color they wanted. And so at one point there was an altercation where it was like, you stole my yarn.
Why did you not tell me this? My God.
I mean, I feel like I told you a lot. But after a class, like you're so like your throat's sore because I mean, and I was yelling the whole time. So I probably didn't want to talk to you for like the rest of the weekend at that point. I was like, I know that I walked away like, that was an interesting experience. They all made blankets and they all pretty much finished, because at one point I was just like doing a couple rows for people to like get this shit on the road. I was like, I want to beat traffic. It's like, I've been here for a couple of hours. I feel like we're breaking even. I was like, let's get this moving.
Yeah.
But they were so cute. And I think we have a couple of pictures that I remember that I took for the Instagram page. And one of them was 87 years old. Cause we took a poll. We were like, who's the oldest person here so that I can say how old? So we need to figure out who the youngest person is that we've taught. And then we've taught from, you know, that age to 87.
Actually, I think it's older than 87, because one of our colleagues' mothers loves making chunky blankets, and she's watched, I think, my old video.
There's no way she's 87, though.
I'll phone a friend. Yeah.
All right. You phone a friend. You let us know. We'll put it on the Instagram page. I'll put it maybe in the description here.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so that was the first and only in-person workshop that I taught, which is why I'm like, Kristen, if you start feeling like you're going to get carpal tunnel again, you got to tell a girl, because I can't. And that's also why I was like, let's go find some other artists that would be great backups.
And that's great, because now if I do get carpal tunnel, someone else can teach.
Oh, what a journey we've had.
I taught like one or two in person and I just didn't like it. I just prefer virtual. And I think that's why we're like, okay, if we can teach it virtually, like we can just package a video together, which is what we've done with our kits. And we're like, people can just order a kit, stream the video and be like making it by themselves, or they can grab a friend and do it. If not, they'll make friends with us on the screen. Just DM us. We'll be your best friend afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, we may be partial, but we think it's a pretty damn good idea. So
it's fun. It's just a different way to learn. And people are like, I am not crafty. I could never do it. And then they hold their blanket up at the end of the workshop. And I'm like, cool. It's better than like any blanket I've ever made. Awesome.
Oh my God. You literally phoned a friend and we just got the text message back. She's 90. She'll be 91 on the 16th. So we've taught a 90-year-old. Okay. You win. See, I get no credit now. I haven't even taught our oldest student.
She watched our video. She says, is she your oldest blanket maker? Becky knows. Oh, shout out, Becky.
I'll teach Emerson how to make one, and at least I'll have like the youngest. Emerson's 6. And I think she actually could.
I think she could too. Then I'll teach Wyatt.
Oh, God damn it. You're always going to be like a year behind. I'll go find a 100-year-old. If you have a 100-year-old person in your life that would like to learn, I will send them free yarn just to say that I did it.
Spit just taught one workshop and now she's trying to take the awards for the older.
Trying to one up you. I want something. I'm competitive.
Same. But yeah, so that's kind of how we got here and how we became like accidentally a chunky blanket workshop company, because that's literally not what we set out to do at all. It was just like one thing after another. And God was like, are you listening? Are you paying attention? And finally I was. And then Dana would be like, okay.
I'm listening now, damn it.
Damn it. But yeah, so I don't really know. Were we going to wrap that up with anything else?
I mean, Freddie would say you've been speaking for 20 minutes too long already.
It's already been 40 minutes. At the beginning of every episode, guys, we're like, this will be a short one. No, we're always lying.
We didn't promise it this time.
We promised each other before we turned record on. This will be a
quick. Oh, that's true. But then, I mean, we haven't seen each other in a second. I mean, we literally like crossed each other at the airport last week. Like my plane was taking off as Kristen's was landing in the Atlanta airport. Like that was
the closest we've been to.
We're just two ships, two sailboats with square knots passing in the night. Too far. Well, thank you for joining us this evening, this morning, this daytime to kind of listen to our journey of how we got
accidentally here.
I guess we'll keep going.
Yeah. So I think the moral of the story is we went from being a craft workshop company to being a virtual craft workshop company, for Chunky Blanket being the most popular, to us just being like, let's make Chunky Blanket kits and sell them online and just stop everything else we were doing accidentally.
And that's where we are now. And now we're in the waiting game. And so that's where we're like, let's podcast while we're waiting for our new inventory. And hopefully we can do a couple of these so that whenever the inventory comes and we're actually start selling again, we don't kill ourselves.
We're supposed to get pricing back soon. So that's what we're waiting on now in order to get our golden sample of our kit. And then we'll start kickstarting it.
Oh, we need to add the little registered copyright trademark logo thing. I feel like I should know more about that.
Yeah, you should read the email.
I feel like I do. I just need to refresh my memory because we applied for it a year and a half ago.
Then we had to reapply for a new one.
Yes. Ugh, ridiculous. We're doing something wrong, but then so many things right. But not this finale, not this ending to this podcast, which we still can't get fucking right. All right. Well, thanks for coming to our TED Talk. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening. Did you have fun? Yes? Good answer.
Want more where this came from? Yes? Another good answer. Like and subscribe. Find us on social at Craft Happy Co. And get extra cozy for the next episode with your own Craft Happy Chunky Blanket Kit. Use promo code TANGLEDUP for 10% off at crafthappyco.com.
Don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Okay, bye.